Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, for those who are still supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement, you are not a supporter of 19 Keys. You're not a supporter of the BWO, because the Black Lives Matter movement is not in support of us, specifically because we are young black male leaders and we represent masculinity and we believe in the nuclear black family. And all of those things are against the statement of Black Lives Matter. And not only that, and the way that Black Lives Matter was utilizing the funds that they have been receiving for the public and giving it basically to the Democrats. And that the fact that this Black Lives Matter movement would be better branded if they were named Black Death Matter, because that is the exact way in which they their organization is ran. It's ran off death, specifically the death of black men. When black men die, they utilize it for a campaign. They're actually some of the worst of the worst. You understand me? Because they utilize the ritual of necromancy to go in there and absorb the attention of these dead black men and utilize it for their own campaign, which is essentially Black Lives Matter is a LGBT trans movement, trans Democrat movement. You understand me? That's basically what they are. They don't represent black family. They don't represent true freedom, justice, and equality. The Black Lives Matter movement has not been responsible for any justice given to the people. They've been responsible for creating mass marketing campaigns and then manipulating the people and gaining profits from it, all while funding those outside the community. You don't see them in the community building up organizations. You don't see them in the community building up schools. You don't see them with mental health facilities. You don't see them with job funding programs. You don't see them feeding the people. None of these things are a byproduct of the Black Lives Matter movement, even though they have been one of the most successfully funded organizations, you understand me, that started off as grassroots. But we also know that they are funded initially, you understand me, by white Jewish billionaires such as George Soros, who is a strategic, manipulative, shrewd businessman. That's what he is. And then we have something such as Joe Biden. Joe Biden, that everybody went and wanted to vote for. And you know me, I've been an advocate and I've been boisterous and everything that I say and that I do. And so far, I have not been wrong, because I don't come from a place of emotions. I don't come from any of those things. I'm simply a high level observer. I receive the observations and I report that which I observe. And as I report these observations to the people, they consistently become true. And one of them, of course, we talked about old Dirty Joe. You understand me? And what was going to happen after people voted in Joe Biden. I haven't seen Kamala Harris make any news lately. after she was elected as the vice president, which is a figurehead title for a half black woman that we took on as fully symbolic to have any meaning, as if it was going to be some restorative confidence in the minds of black women around the world. But I haven't heard her make any noise. And Joe Biden so far has been disappointing to the people, not only right before getting into office, the leaked audio tapes of him telling the civil rights leader, fuck y'all, I ain't doing nothing for you. Y'all need to sit in y'all place, and I'm not about to get in office and start writing all these checks. And I'm definitely not about to utilize the office the same way that Donald Trump had did. You understand me? Y'all not getting that whatsoever. I'm not about to be over there just signing executive orders. First thing he did and got in office, he signed more executive orders than any president in history, directly doing something for the trans, directly doing something for the Jewish community. You understand me? Directly doing something for the Asian community. You understand me? The Native American community. And in true reality, everybody but black people, because the same thing that Obama said, you understand me? Obama said that the reason that he didn't talk about reparations was because of white resistance. That, of course, America owes us, but he said it, of course, he waited years after he was no longer president to speak upon this in a cowardly fashion. And some of you all, that's still your man. Some of you all, you still love him. You don't care what it is. Some of you all don't mind that, you know, his wife whispers sweet nothings and give candy to George Bush, even though that's the same president that was directly responsible for the way he treated New Orleans. And we know that there was a vast conspiracy on what happened there, because the disenfranchised areas in New Orleans got hit the worst, and all those black people, you understand me, were essentially killed from his inaction and his lack of caring. But for some reason, George W. Bush had became cool again, and it was okay for Obama and them to sweetheart. But then we realized that they were all come from the same kilt. They are family. So we get into this observation. None of it is theory. All of it is reality. That, number one, they started to push the image of the independent black woman as to be the strong figurehead in society, so she can further look at the black man to have no value unless he's dead. And they don't want black women to love black men. So therefore, even when Kamala Harris and her husband took office, they started to utilize propaganda for interracial relationships so that they can promote black women being with men outside their race. This is the reality. Black family has never been a, even though it's been the hardest thing that we fought to keep together, somehow revolutionary love has turned into interracial love. Interracial love has never been the most dangerous love. Never. A black man simply being with a black woman, being ripped from his household, you understand me, being told what to do, being dismantled, you understand me, demoralized. That has always been the greatest threat, is that the black woman didn't get to see her man in a position of power and protection. Now we have an emasculation agenda.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In hip-hop and throughout the world where we accept the little yatties of the world to be as feminine as they possibly can be. We accept the Old Town Road, pink, leather-wearing little dude. But hip-hop was never that at first. It was an image of the masculine. It was an image of the strong, the conscious. You understand me? It was shunned to see a man act in a feminine manner in those particular ways. Now, because of psychological programming, we've been conditioned to accept it with little to no fight or feedback. And that's not because you've just grown in a way that you think. It's because you've been psychologically programmed and manipulated to think the way they want you to. So therefore, when it's time to put you in check, you're not operating from the place as a masculine man. You're operating as somebody who's assimilated. I got to get this introduction of thought here, because you have to understand how dangerous this is and why we're in the position that we in. Because during that time, they told black men like me, well, they ain't tell me to my face, but they wanted us to just shut up and go along. They said black men was the greatest threat to democracy for black people in America, as if us speaking against the process of believing in voting for another ruler was somehow going to put us in a worse position when we talked about being independent. They really did a good job to where they said no black men, even though black men still showed out and voted for that cracker. But they made it seem like particularly heterosexual black men are the enemy, an enemy of state. And a lot of you all fed into the propaganda. And we said, you know what? I told my son this when I was having a conversation with him. I said, listen, I want Biden to win just so y'all can realize that this shit don't work, that the voting don't work. And that it's a game meant to be played against those who don't have power, only for you to be left with the perception that you do have power. The people getting played right in front of their eyes, and they making you more and more dependent on the government. Why? Because they're destroying your job. So your labor and your skills are not worth as much. So now you become dependent on them so they can create a more socialist reality. And if you're not taught these things, and you don't get a reset on your reality, you find yourself just going along to get along. Tax time, stimulus time, and you're not even realizing what's happening all around you the whole entire time. You say, oh, I got a little money, I'm good for the moment. See, politicians know that they don't appeal to your long-term thinking. That's not how you appeal to the crowd. The crowd is not appealed in telling you something that's good for the next 5 to 10 years. They don't present legislation to a people who all can only think about next week. No, so they must come up with branding and marketing material so that you can vote for them as long as you get rid of this thing in a moment. What was that thing they used? They used fear, stress, anxiety, hope. Because they said, well, listen, as long as I win, you won. That you don't need anything else. They say, as long as Donald Trump is out of office, shit, I did enough for black people. That was the literal sentiment. And everything that all of the activists and people that were starting to get awards for helping this man out, nothing. Everybody's silent and quiet. And the economic violence continue to happen because economic hitmen are still the ones in position with their hand on these economic nuclear weapons. So what's $1,400? What's another $300 on top of the unemployment checks when you know how to print your own checks? Right now, somebody is scared to make more money because they don't want to lose their unemployment. They don't want to lose their disability. They don't want to lose their dependency on the government. So they don't want to learn the skill set. They don't want to learn the knowledge, information, and education that we give, because then it makes them independent. It puts the power into their hands. It's a very dangerous thing when they make you dependent on an oppressor. Somebody say, bro, you don't know what you're talking about. I offer you $10,000 out of my own pocket to prove me wrong, but you can't. But the thing is that when your reality gets twisted and somebody slaps you in the face with some truth, you go get offended, and you're supposed to. Because you have to realize the whole time you are unaligned with reality. And people don't want the truth because it makes them uncomfortable and it makes them face reality. And the moment you got to face that reality, you're like, oh shit, I was living the wrong way the whole time. Now I gotta change. I gotta make a change. So no, you don't want nobody to come and disrupt your complacency and your comfortability, because dissatisfaction, 100% dissatisfaction brings about a change. And it's not enough people that's 100% dissatisfied with the world. I did probably one of the most important masterclasses last year. New America. So much tons of free information and the high level observations that was given out. Not a single thing that I said within that was false. Everything came true. And I tell the people, listen, I'm no prophet. I'm just a high-level observer. I receive the information. I let it go into the feedback loop of my mind, and we figure out what's credible and what's not. I'm not controlled by what I see, but I control what I see, which allows me to control the reality that I exist in. We broke down stress, anxiety, depression, suicide. And in young people, all of those factors, especially including suicide, was at its highest rate last year. Then we broke down mobilization, automation, digitization, and we gave you a complete breakdown on the things that you need to be paying attention to in order to build your family up. Here you are waiting on a digital stimulus check when you could have made that money 10 times over.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes, like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.